What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Grifting is only gonna get worse in 2022. Now, for those of you who don't know, grifting is pretty much when people come into a space to take advantage of unsuspecting people who just don't know any better. Now, grifting really is not the same as fraud. Fraud is when, you know, I tell you, hey man, give me $100 and I'm gonna fix your car, but I take the $100 and I run, okay? So grifting and fraud are not the same. Grifting pretty much means, again, somebody coming into a certain space just to make money off of people that they can take advantage of and then, you know, quit while they're ahead. Now, as you guys may or may not know, I was in the market for a new car, a used car, and I finally did buy a car. I bought this car over here. This is a 2003 Benz, as you guys can see. The miles on it is 141,000, you know, almost 142,000 miles. Now, this car, it is really in good shape. However, I bought it from a used dealer. And when you guys buy from a, you have to understand something, okay? These guys coming into the manosphere, they are like a used car salesman, okay? A used car salesman will never ever tell you the truth about something, you know, about the car, because the truth will make you say, oh, no, I don't want it, or the very least, I don't want it at full price. Now, this car, the dealer wanted $5,500 for me. He showed me the Carfax. The Carfax was immaculate. It did have like 6 or 7 pages of service history, but the service was mainly oil changes and stuff like that, stuff that I'm probably gonna end up doing myself. In fact, I can do the oil change myself on this car. In fact, one of the reasons why I bought this car, it's because I could be able to do some of the stuff myself. It's going to be kind of like it's going to be kind of like a hobby for me, you know, fixing up cars. I actually fixed the light bulb myself, just to show you really quick. Yeah, this is the light bulb that I had to replace. I just made a video like an hour ago. I replaced a light bulb. This is a parking light bulb. It was obviously out. I replaced it myself. I ended up bruising myself in the process. And it's all because I have big hands. Guys, the reason why I, Amr Mitwali, don't become a mechanic, it's because my hands are so damn big and these cars are so damn small that I end up, you know, getting all sorts of cuts and bruises on my hand. Otherwise, I'd be a car mechanic and I'd probably be making good money. I know our mechanic is. So, anyways, going back to grifters being like used car salesmen. So, this car, when the used dealer told me the car is amazing, it's beautiful, it has an immaculate Carfax, stuff like that, you know, I was like, I know what's gonna happen. There's stuff out there that you're not telling me. Now, I didn't say that to him directly, but I said, you know what? Let me take this car to my mechanic. And fortunately for us, the warehouse my father rents out, we have a mechanic there who specializes in European automotives, especially Mercedes-Benz. So the fact that he's renting from my father and he's been with us for years, you know, he's not going to take advantage of me or anything like that. So I took this car to him, and when I took the car to him, he put it up on the lift. He inspected the car. He's like, mechanically, the car is fine for a car that's pretty much 19 years old. This is a 2003 model. It's a C320 4MATIC. So when I go up in the mountains and the snow and the ice, this car should really shine for me. So he's like, mechanically speaking, this car is very sound. However, you're gonna need new tires. Now, this car over here, fortunately, it's really not, doesn't need like special super duper tires. But we all know new tires out there are gonna cost, you know, $500-$600. Guys, I'm telling you out of experience, don't buy used tires. You know, especially if you wanna use, if you wanna buy used tires, either buy them for a, you know, for some dumb car like a big van or truck, something that you don't use that often, or you use it for like one of those small, you know, cars like a Nissan or some stupid small car. Don't buy used tires for performance cars, because that's what I did. You know, instead of buying a new tire for $100-$150, I'd buy them for like $50-$60. And just after a couple of days of driving them, they'll just like tear apart. So when it comes to buying tires for performance vehicles, don't buy used tires. Unless, of course, the guy you're dealing with is honest and he's somebody who tells you the truth. Guys, it's very important for you to deal with people who tell you the truth, because a lot of people don't want to know the truth because their heart wants something, but the truth is usually counterproductive to what their heart wants. You guys take this car, for example. The mechanic asked me, hey Amr, do you love this car? And I'm like, no, you know, thanks to the red pill. You know, if you see red flags in a woman, you walk away. If you see red flags in a car, walk away. So the mechanic did tell me, yes, mechanically speaking, this car is good. However, when in addition to needing new tires, which, let's be honest, you're gonna need new tires anyway, so that's really not a big deal, even though brand new tires are gonna set you back, you know, $400-$500 minimum. He checked the engine light. It did have a check engine light on it. Now the you know what? Let me turn this car on so you guys can hear it turn on. Yeah, see, it turns on really nice for a Mercedes-Benz. So the car does have the check engine light on it. So the dealer told me, oh, that check engine light, maybe the mechanic who was working on it before we bought the car, maybe he forgot to clear the check engine light. Obviously, no mechanic forgets to clear the check engine light. So when my mechanic, when he looked at the check engine light, he found that there are two sensors that have gone bad. One of the sensors was for the water coolant. As you guys can see, it doesn't give me the water coolant temperature. And the reason behind it, it's because the water cooling temperature sensor has gone bad. And when that sensor goes bad, what ends up happening is that the car doesn't know if it's hot or cold. You guys hear this? Voo. You guys hear this? Voo. Yeah, that voo sound, that's the engine fan coming on. And that engine fan comes on when the engine is running hot. Obviously, I just started the car, so the engine should not be hot at all. But again, because the water cooling sensor is bad, as you guys can clearly see, it's not giving me the temperature, that fan automatically comes on as a failsafe. Now, even though you guys might say, well, that's not a bad thing, the fan coming on. Well, that fan coming on at all times can actually be bad for the engine in the long run. So what I have to do, guys, is that I'm gonna have to get this sensor taken care of at our mechanic. So my mechanic, he told me, listen, Amr, you're gonna spend $400-$500 on a tire. on brand new tires, you're gonna spend another $400-$500 fixing up, you know, stuff like fixing the sensors. This car needs a service B. Service B. Honestly, I'm going to do the car oil change. I'm going to do the oil changes myself, guys. Like I said, this is going to be more of a hobby for me. So, you know, stuff that a retarded monkey can do, I'm going to do it myself. But, you know, stuff like water sensor, stuff that might actually cause the engine to go bad and, you know, other big shit like that to go bad, I'm gonna leave that for the pros. So the mechanic told me, Omar, you haven't even bought the car and it's gonna cost you like $1,000 in repairs already. So he told me, when you go back to the dealer, offer him $3,500. So when I went back to the dealer, guys, guess how much I offered the dealer for this car? $3,400. Yes, I offered him $3,400 for a Mercedes-Benz 320C 4MATIC with 141,000 miles, as you can see. I offered him $3,400 and I ended up driving out for $3,950, and that included tax, license, fees. So for a little bit under $4,000, I get this car. Again, guys, it does have some issues here and there, but my mechanic said, hey, for a couple of $100, it's all gonna be taken care of, God willing. Now, going back to the point of this video, grifters out there are the same thing. They withhold the truth from you by saying, oh, well, I don't know. Oh, maybe if you did this or did that. But the reality, they know how bad things are, but they just withhold the truth from you. You see, when I buy this car, it says as is, no warranty. So if this car was to catch on fire with me right now, see, Mercedes 320. If this car was to catch with me on fire right now, or the engine falls out, guess what? The dealer is gonna be like, see, it says as is, no warranty. You took it for a test drive, you took it to your mechanic. It's on you, buddy. So if this car catches on fire right now, guys, if this chick engine light is the car gonna explode on me, as is, it's all on me, right? Now, this is what these PUAs out there don't tell you. They don't tell you this information we are giving you is as is only, okay? This is why I tell you guys, when you listen to PUA guys out there, their information is for entertainment purposes only, okay? I cannot stress this enough, okay? These grifters out there, their information is for entertainment purposes only, okay? When you guys go to a movie and you watch a bank heist movie, do you walk out of the movie theater and go rob a bank because they did it in the movies? Of course not. So why is it that you listen to guys out there who tell you if you want to get laid, manipulate a woman's hypergamy, and you're gonna get pussy thrown at you? Why would you wanna listen to something like that when the reality of the matter is it all comes down to looks? Let me turn off the car because that freaking engine fan is way too loud. I actually have to leave the car on, the ignition on, because I'm charging up my phone, and if I turn off the car, the phone is gonna die and this video will go along with it. So, going back to the grifters, and they are not telling you the whole truth. They're always giving you something where, I don't know, maybe if you did this, you did that. In Hollywood, Do you guys know in Hollywood, when you want to produce a movie and you go seek investment from people? For example, let's say I want to make a movie, it's going to cost $100,000, and I come up to you guys and I say, hey guys, give me $100,000, I want to make a movie. You guys are going to be like, Will, what's this movie about? And I tell you, Will, my movie is going to be the next Rocky. It's going to be the next Rocky movie. Cool, yeah. Here's $100,000. Now imagine if this Rocky movie was a freaking tranny fighting a freaking furry. You know, nobody would watch that shit. So in Hollywood, when you go out and seek money for a movie, you have to have something called error and omission insurance, okay? Again, let me say that one more time. When you try to produce a movie in Hollywood and you seek investment, investors' money, you must have insurance called errors and omissions, okay? Now, error and omission insurance is if you pretty much defrauded the customer, the investor. Again, guys, if I tell you my movie is going to be the next Rocky and it's a freaking tranny versus a fucking, you know, one of those furry people, ain't nobody going to watch that gay shit. But again, it is like Rocky in a way where you got two people fighting one another, but it's totally unlike Rocky when you got a furry versus a freaking tranny. Come to think about it, maybe people would actually want to see a movie like that. But this is not the point of this video. The point here, guys, is that in Hollywood, you must have error and omission insurance, because if the investors believe they're funding a movie that's supposed to be A, but it turns out to be Z, they can get money back from the insurance company. They can get some sort of a compensation back because they were misled. You see, all these grifters out there on the in the manosphere, guys, they're supposed to carry errors and omission insurance because they don't tell you the whole truth, okay? Now, the problem here, and this is why grifting is gonna get bad, okay? Inflation is up. Worker wages are not up, okay? You guys need to understand, here in small town USA where I'm at right now, 10 years ago, you could make $10 an hour and you can live okay in this town by making $10 an hour, okay? Today, right now, thanks to inflation, thanks to the housing crisis, even if you made $20 an hour, you would barely be able to survive if you were making $20 an hour. Now, is the average person here making $20 an hour? No, they're not. They're still making $10 an hour, okay? So for a lot of people out there, it's either grift or it's either work a job where they're not gonna go anywhere. You know, there's a certain PUA out there who shall remain nameless. Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha, who went from being a bouncer at a nightclub, living in a New York basement, making $100 a night, to being a multimillionaire, driving around in a G-Wagon and living in a luxury condo in one of the most affluent neighborhoods in all of Atlanta. How was he able to do that? He grifted off of people who, quite frankly, are incels in denial by telling them, your problem, the reason why you're not getting laid, it's because you're not wearing a gold Rolex. Your problem, it's because you're not driving around in a G-Wagon. Your problem, it's because you're not walking around town grabbing your junk going, yo, 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 homie, yo, Alpha. But the reality of the matter, guys, none of this stuff helps you get laid. I mean, the only way that information will help you get laid by wearing a gold Rolex, driving around in a G-Wagon, is if you're trying to get with a gold digger. And let me tell you something. As somebody who's actually married to a gold digger, you don't want to be with a gold digger. Fortunately for me, I was married to her in Egypt. We were only together as a married couple for a couple of weeks. You know, I came back to America and I divorced that hoe. A lot of you guys out there, if you get into that relationship with a girl in the West, especially if you are dumb enough to get her pregnant, your life pretty much is over, okay? This is what these PUAs out there, they don't tell you. They don't tell you if you come in her pussy, it's over. They don't tell you that, right? So, you guys, when I say you, I'm not talking about you guys watching this video. I'm talking, you know, like in general, not you guys watching this video. Usually, the guys who watch my videos tend to be a little bit more intelligent than the incels and denialists out there who believe that, the reason why no girl ever talked to me was because I wasn't driving around in a G-Wagon. The reality of the matter, guys, and again, as you guys know, here in small town USA, I'm going to a pub. You know, I've been going to a pub almost every night working on MGTOW TV, and I've seen it with my eye, guys. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen guys fuck woman in the back of the pub. I've seen guys fuck woman in their cars, okay? So, do you think these guys were driving around in G-Wagons? Nope. Do you think these guys were like, yeah, baby mama, Jay-Z is working with me on my next hit album? Nope. These were guys who made that pussy wet, and the woman was like, I want your dick in my pussy. That's all there is to it, guys. So all this stuff about, oh, you gotta make money, you gotta have a Lambo, you gotta have a fucking yacht. None of this stuff matters unless you are targeting a fucking gold digger, okay? This is what these grifters out there do not tell you. They do not tell you the truth, because a lot of you guys out there would actually give up. You know, if I I made a video a couple of days ago, guys, telling you, yeah, I have a yacht. But does that mean I'm gonna go out to woman and tell woman, hey baby mama, I got a yacht, you wanna come on my yacht? Hell no, I don't do that shit. You know why? Because you don't want gold diggers. That's number one. And number two, it all comes down to motherfucking looks, guys. If you don't get woman approaching you, listen, guys, when I'm at the pub, you know, it's like fucking, you know, 1:45, the pub is gonna close, and here I am on a table working on MGTOW TV. I get some woman approaching me. Now, let's just be totally frank about it. These are not dime pieces. You know, these women are usually like a six. As you guys know, there was a woman who had a decent body, but the face, she looked like she was a fucking witch. Hail to the no, hail to the no, you know? But I got a decent looking woman who was like a 6.2, kind of on the chubby side, but hey, she came up to me, started chatting up with me, you know, sat on my lap. When I say sat on my lap, guys, I don't mean like fucking sat on my lap like I'm fucking Santa Claus. I mean like, you know how, well, most of you probably haven't been in that experience before. She pretty much, you know, lifted herself up and sat on my left leg. Because when I'm sitting at the table, my left leg, you know, is on the left side of the table, so that's out of the table. So she pretty much rested her body on my leg, not fucking sitting on my lap like I'm motherfucking Santa Claus. So I put my arms around her, you know. She rested her breasts on my shoulders. So yeah, I didn't take her home because, again, guys, here in America, it's very, very important to understand, guys. I run MGTOW.TV. There are people making thousands of dollars off of MGTOW TV. If I was to go to prison, who's gonna pay the content creators out? who's gonna make sure the website functions. This is what you guys have to understand. Because all these motherfucking PUAs out there, they're telling you in order for you to get a woman, you have to be a high value man. Special shout out to Lion of MGTOW. He tells you guys, if you are a so-called high value man, all that really means is that you are a high value target. You're basically a moving target to gold diggers. This is why I dress in shorts. This is why I dress in fucking tank tops. I wear a motherfucking flip-flops, you know. There is nothing about me, Amar Metwali, that says, oh, this guy has a Benz, this guy has a yacht. And again, guys, the yacht, it's part of my parents' business because my parents have been in the marine industry for fucking 50 years. I don't tell women I got a Benz. I don't tell a woman I got a yacht. I don't tell them any of that shit, you know, because once you tell them that, their brain is automatically gonna say, how do I take advantage of this guy? You guys out there, you want a woman who wants to be with you because she wants your dick in her pussy. That's what you guys want, okay? You guys want a woman who wants to be with you because she wants to be with you, not to be with your motherfucking wallet. You see, all these PUAs out there, they tell you, lead with your wallet. Again, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, Alpha, he tells you all the time, manipulate a woman's hypergamy. How do you manipulate a woman's hypergamy? Simple, you lie to her and you tell her, yeah, Bill Gates is gonna invest in my computer company. Jay-Z is working on my next record. You are leading with your wallet, guys. When you have to manipulate a woman's hypergamy by lying to her, wearing a fake Rolex, you know, driving around in a car that you might have rented, a G-Wagon, you got a Lambo, you got a fucking yacht. All these are manipulating a woman's hypergamy just so she can sleep with you. She doesn't want to be with you for who you are. She wants to be with you because she wants access to your resources. And this is very dangerous. Why? Because if you lie to a woman or if you deny a woman your resources, she's simply gonna meet to you. And in a way, she wouldn't be totally wrong doing that. Guys, if you tell a woman, yeah, baby mama, Jay-Z is working on my next rap record. Yeah, this here is a Rolex. But the reality of the matter, this is a fucking, you know, eBay watch you got for $5. You know, you're living with your mama, you're working at Popeyes, and you just lied to the woman to get in her pants. Personally, she has all the right in the world to fucking me to your ass, you know? You can actually get sued for defrauding people, you know? That's real, that's fraud, guys. You know, when you guys, when that PUA, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, tells you, manipulate a woman's hypergamy, that's motherfucking fraud. You should go to prison for fraud. You should be sued for fraud. And this is why a lot of these people out there end up in prison for Me Too allegations. It's all because, well, first of all, they lied to the woman. Secondly, they're a bunch of broke ass nobodies. So the woman can't sue him for shit. So she's like, I'm just gonna put his ass in prison. And she's totally right to do that. Let me say that one more time, guys. If you lie to a woman, if you quote, manipulate her hypergamy, you should go to prison and you should be sued on top of all that, okay? Coincidentally, these guys who are telling you to manipulate a woman, they're manipulating you too as well by giving you the false security that, hey, all I have to do to get laid is fucking lie to a woman. No, guys. No, 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 no. Manipulation, lying is immoral, it's unethical, and it's illegal. Don't do that shit, okay? These people who sell you this stuff, they don't do it themselves. They sell it to you because they know that you are an ignoramus. They know that you're not going to do your due diligence. Now, again, you take the dealer who sold this car to me. He wanted $5,500 for it. You know, if I was a typical person, I'd be like, okay, here's $5,500 for this car. But because I did my due diligence, because I took this car to the mechanic and I knew the truth, I was able to say, yo man, this car, $3,400, we negotiated a bit and I walked out with this car for under $4,000. You know, I saved over $1,500 simply by doing my own due diligence. How many of these incels in denial who watch all these PUAs on fucking YouTube, how many of them are actually gonna do their own due diligence? Very, very few of them will. They're just gonna believe everything these people say because they want pussy, okay? And I'm telling you guys, not only do women have the right to me too you and sue you if you manipulate their hypergamy, but a lot of women out there, guys, they're wisening up, okay? They are realizing that, hey, this guy wants my pussy. That's all he wants. This is why he's riding around in a Lambo. He's on a yacht. He's doing all this shit because he wants to get in my pussy. And women don't like that, you know? Women don't like it when you just want to get in their pussy, you know? This is why, when it comes to women, guys, this is why I don't sleep around. A lot of you guys out there, you've been asking me, Omar, you're in South Florida, you've been to Romania, you've been to the Dominican Republic. How come you just don't fucking be a whoremonger and fucking sleep around with women? Because I just don't want a woman for her pussy, you know? Pussy alone is not a reason for me to be with you. Like TFM, I want something more than pussy. I told you guys, right? Remember when I was in fucking Romania a month and a half ago, my last day in Romania? I was gonna fuck Yogi Yob's sister. You know, she's not his sister because she was tall, but she was like an Indian looking, exotic girl. She was a stripper. I was gonna fuck her, guys, for $75, but I said to myself, this just doesn't feel right. So for me, Amar Mitwali, sticking my dick in your pussy for the sole purpose of getting your pussy, that to me just doesn't sit well. I need a higher connection with a woman other than just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So these PUAs out there, because they know you're horny, you are incels in denial, you're desperate for pussy, you will buy whatever course they sell you. Let me turn the car on so the battery doesn't die. Also, the car is beginning to fog up a little bit. Maybe get the defroster going. Yeah, there we go. That fan is loud, man. See, guys, if I didn't take this car to the mechanic, I would have thought that the fan being loud, I thought that would be normal, but it's not, you know. If I was your typical idiot and I took this and I bought this car from the mechanic and I decided to drive around town with it, this car could have eventually died on me, because when the coolant sensor, as you guys can see, when the coolant sensor is not working, the engine is not properly functioning, eventually that will cause the engine to like seize up or do some dumb shit. So, you know, I'm staying local with this car. I'm going with it to the beach. I'm just going with it to the cafe. I'm just driving local with it until I can take it to the mechanic to fix it. But if I was your typical guy, I believe the dealer, I'm like, okay, sure, here's $5,500, and I take this car and I drive around town with it, not knowing that this is a serious issue. This car would have probably gone bad on me by now. And just to show you guys, okay, the problem with this car, this is actually the solution for it here. okay? I'm actually getting it out, okay? See, this is the water. See this, guys? This is a water temperature sensor, okay? This here, this is the problem, okay? This went bad. Obviously, this is a brand new one. I just bought it from a fucking AutoZone or some shit, you know? This is only $22, okay? This sensor, the reason why this is not working, the reason why that check engine light is on, it's because of this $22 item. Now, I tried to put it in myself, but again, guys, my big hands and the fact that if you screw up anything in the engine, it can make this car go bye-bye. I'm just gonna take it to the mechanic. And again, guys, the mechanic, he's a tenant at my father's warehouse. So when it comes to billing us, you know, he doesn't take advantage of us because we have that really good relationship with him. So yeah, man, imagine buying this car, driving it around town, and all of a sudden the engine fucking fails on you, and now the car is totaled, all because of a fucking $22 sensor that's probably gonna take my mechanic 10 minutes to pop it in and out by replacing the old one in there. Anyways, going back to what I was telling you is that you have to do your own due diligence, guys. You cannot take what people on the internet say seriously. It's all for entertainment purposes. Honestly, guys, I like Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. I like him. He's a very, very entertaining purpose. I love it when he comes out and he says, hell no, But you guys out there need to understand this is entertainment. This is not for you guys to go out there and actually do it in real life. Don't go out there, flash cash, and you end up being with a gold digger, or worse, you end up with a woman who's gonna fucking meet to you because you pretty much defrauded her, okay, guys? A lot of these guys out there, you need to understand, guys, 2022 is gonna be a very, very bad year for people who do not have a skill set, okay? As, you know, me, Amar Mitwali, as you guys know, I, Amar Mitwali, have two very good things going for me. Number one, I have a very, very good work ethic. You know, this car, this Mercedes-Benz over here, this car is not because of MGTOW TV, okay, guys? I did not buy this car with MGTOW TV money. If anything, I could have actually bought a hell of a lot better car if it wasn't for MGTOW TV. As you guys know, MGTOW TV has been around for 3 years. And you know, two of those years I was actually losing $1,000 a month for two of those 3 years. So if you guys remember, I was living in California up until like half a year ago, okay? When I was in California, guys, I was renting a car and I was doing fucking gig economy. I was doing Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever, right? I was working 15, 16 hours a day. I was living in the car. Because a lot of you guys were asking me, Amar, how can you live in fucking San Francisco, you know, working as a delivering fucking pizza? I was living in the motherfucking car. You know, I was making like $150 to $200 a day, but yet I was living in a car. Why? Because I had to make that money so I can fund MGTOW TV. I know a lot of guys out there don't want to get into the gig economy because they're like, ooh, deliver pizza, ooh. Guys, thanks to the gig economy, we have MGTOW TV. Thanks to the gig economy, we have this car. Thanks to the gig economy, I was able to go to Europe, okay? You see, guys like Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, they don't want to be part of the gig economy. And the reason behind it is that the gig economy is simply a platform to something bigger. Guys, I'm telling you this right now, okay? Because I used to drive cab in LA 10 years ago, okay? If you guys become part of the gig economy where you're basically a driver. You know, you're a taxi driver, you are delivering Uber Eats, shit like that, okay? It's sad and pathetic if you make this your life. Let me say that one more time, okay? If you're driving taxi, if you're doing Uber Eats, shit like that, and that's your life, that's sad and pathetic. But you can use the gig economy to make quick money, fast money, lots of money. Again, guys, when I was in fucking San Francisco, I was making $150, $200 a day. Yeah, granted, I was living in the car. Granted, I was working 15 hours a day to make, you know, $200. But at the end of the day, that money made MGTOW TV possible. That money made this car possible. That money made my trip to Eastern Europe possible. So again, the gig economy is a perfect way for you to make quick money, fast money, easy money, then use that money to propel yourself to something better. But a lot of these grifters out there, they don't want to do that. Why? Because the second good thing about me, Amer Mitwali, is that I have an amazing skill set. As you guys know, I run and own MGTOW TV. In fact, the reason why I'm not doing that many videos anymore, I'm so busy working on MGTOW TV. Guys, if you ever come to small town USA, I'll take you to the Beta Male Cafe I go to every day. They'll tell you, Amer is here every day working on the computer. You know, guys, a lot of times I go there, I actually spend more time in the Beta Male Cafe than some of the employees there, you know. I go there, you know, an employee comes in, they clock out, and here I am at the Beta Male Cafe working on MGTOW TV. I do this every day, guys. Every day I'm working on MGTOW TV. For the last couple of weeks, I'd go to the Beta Male Cafe, then I'd take a break by coming to the beach like this, and then I'd go back to the pub at night, because that's the only place open after fucking 9 o'clock in this town. So I'm working on MGTOW TV 8-9 hours a day, right? I'm a computer coder. Guys, I've been on computers since fucking 1988. So I have an amazing talent. You think Mr. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. Do you think he knows how to do what I can? No, he can't. So people who do not have a precious skill set like me, Amer Mitwali, they have to resort to grifting. If you guys take notice, Mr. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, he's not making that many more videos anymore. Why? Because he made his money and now it's time for him to quit while he's ahead. And again, guys, I like Mr. Yo, homie, yo. I'm happy that he went from, you know, making $100 a night as a bouncer living in a New York basement apartment to being a multi-millionaire. Yes, he took the easy way. Yes, he did shady stuff by taking advantage of you guys, and worst of all, telling you to, quite frankly, lie to women and defraud them. But hey, at the end of the day, do your own motherfucking due diligence, guys. And again, these PUA guys out there, they're fucking, it's for entertainment purposes only, guys. And one of the reasons why Mr. Yo, homie, yo, is all of a sudden, you know, fading to black in Hollywood basically means your scene is coming to an end. If you guys take notice, all the latest crave right now is Fit and Fresh, Fresh and Fit. As you guys know, I personally met Myron Gaines at Donovan Sharp's convention back in Las Vegas. Myron Gaines is a fellow Middle Eastern. I spoke with him in Arabic. You know, I loved, you know, I respect Myron Gaines. Just like I respect Mr. Yo, homie, yo. But you guys have to understand, to them, this is quick money, fast money, easy money, because they're taking advantage of people who don't know any better. You know, if you look at Fresh and Fit, you know, all their videos are titled, "She wanted to G-check us, but this happened. She showed up to the set and she brought with her what? You know, all their titles are clickbait, right? That's because you want to get as many people watching, as many people giving them money so they can get all that money before the gig is up for them. Like, for example, you know, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, he knows he can't compete with Fresh and Fit. He knows Fresh and Fit are going to be the future. So what Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, is doing is that he is simply going into the darkness. He is pulling back. That way, you know, all of you incels in denial out there can go to Fresh and Fit. And the reason behind it is if Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, if he all of a sudden stopped making videos, you guys are going to say, hey, this guy took advantage of us. He came into this space, he made a lot of money, and now all of a sudden, he just left. Because, you know, if you guys remember in MGTOW, a lot of guys came into the MGTOW space, they made a whole lot of money, but when the ad apocalypse happened a couple of years ago, all these guys who were in it solely for the money, they left MGTOW, right? Because there was no more money in it. You know, today, who's around from MGTOW, right? You got Terrence Pop, you got Sandman, you got TFM, Better Bachelor, but Better Bachelor, his content is more of vanilla, and more power to him, guys. More power to Better Bachelor. But from the original MGTOW people, pre-ad apocalypse, not many of us are around anymore. And this is why I created MGTOW TV. I created MGTOW TV as a safe space for MGTOW content creators who not only lost their monetization, but were systematically getting kicked out from social media all over the world. In fact, I remember TFM did a live stream recently where he said, I'm actually surprised I'm still around on the internet. Because as you guys know, TFM was kicked off of just about every social media platform out there. But thanks to MGTOW TV, he's around and he's making money, man. So I created MGTOW TV simply as a safe space, you know. See, I knew from day number one, guys, I'm not gonna make money off of MGTOW TV, and that's fine. Why? Because I can use MGTOW TV as a launch pad to other projects I can make money off of. Not only am I sharpening my coding skills, I'm also standing on a platform that I can jump off of for more profitable ventures in the future. So for me, MGTOW TV is not about money. Even though it's been around for 3 years and I'm barely breaking even, that's fine. Because I can move on to other stuff that might be more profitable. But how many of these guys out there actually have the talent to systematically build things up little by little? They don't. So to them, it's boom, hit and run. Come into this space, make a big splash, make a shitload of money, and then they exit out of the industry whenever the jig is up or somebody else makes a bigger splash comes in. And that's just the way it is, guys, you know. They just want to come in, they want to make a whole lot of money. And again, nothing wrong with Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, nothing wrong with Fresh and Fit, nothing wrong with these guys wanting to make money. It's just that you guys out there have to understand this is a grift. These are people in it solely for money. And again, nothing wrong with that. I mean, imagine if you guys opened a restaurant. Imagine if you guys like to cook and you opened a restaurant and the government says, yo, bro, you can't make money off of your food, right? You can't make money off of your food. What are you gonna do? You know, you can't be in business. You're gonna lose business. You're gonna lose money, right? Now, these people in the manosphere, these PUAs, they're actually not putting up much money. I mean, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo homie, yo, I mean, if we all remember when he started out, I mean, what was he doing? He had his iPhone in fucking portrait mode, you know? You know, the entire investment Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo homie, yo, had to do to make his money from the PUA, from PUA tactics was simply have an iPhone and that's it, you know? Me, Amar Mitwali, to get MGTOW TV up and running, you know, I had to put tens of thousands of my own hard-earned money. And again, I worked 15 hours a day. I lived in a fucking car delivering pizza to get MGTOW TV working. You know, I had to better my skills as a developer. I had to hire a sys administrator. I had to fucking go out and do a lot of high brain power stuff. Do you guys realize how much work goes into MGTOW TV behind the scene? It's not just the fucking computer code. It's the servers, the APIs, so much stuff goes into MGTOW TV, guys. And let me tell you something, okay? MGTOW TV actually wouldn't be losing money if we were only live stream only. Let me say that one more time. If MGTOW TV was only live stream only, meaning that we don't host videos, MGTOW TV would actually be somewhat profitable if we were not hosting videos. Why? Because you guys have to understand, all those videos on MGTOW TV, they have to be stored somewhere, okay? Those videos on MGTOW TV, you know, they're not in the cloud somewhere. They're actually stored on a server, okay? So the more content we have on that server, the more we have to pay for space, okay? Just to give you an idea, we have 11 terabytes of data. We have 11 terabytes of videos. That's a whole lot of videos, okay? And we stream about 100 terabytes a month. That's a lot of shit to stream, okay? That's a lot of data for us to hold. Now, our server, you see, guys, here's what you guys need to understand, okay? When you guys put a video on MGTOW TV from 3 years ago, even though nobody may watch that video ever again, guess what? That video is still stored on our server. So, when you guys add videos to MGTOW TV, all those videos are getting added, are piling up on the server. Even though you guys may watch that video once or twice and that's it, and that video might be 3 years old, every time, here's how it works. Every time a video goes on MGTOW TV, the server, the space that we need on the server goes up and up and up and up and up. Eventually, guys, we're gonna run out of space on the server we have. And therefore, we have to go out and buy a bigger server, okay? So, and this is why I created Manosphere.tv. Now, a lot of you guys out there have been asking me, Amar, why did you create Manosphere TV? What's the difference between Manosphere TV and MGTOW TV, okay? The difference, software-wise, tech-wise, there's absolutely no difference between MGTOW TV and Manosphere TV. Tech-wise, software-wise, they are identical. It's just that a lot of people out there are not comfortable with MGTOW TV. Guys, MGTOW TV has been around for almost 3 years, okay? In 3 years, we only had one investor. I'm sorry, not one investor. We had one advertiser and we had one sponsor, okay? 3 years, one advertiser, one sponsor in 3 fucking years. And we lost Google AdSense a couple of years ago because, well, Google doesn't like MGTOW for obvious reasons. So I created Manosphere TV as a way to bring in people. You know, when you bring in more content creators, especially like Andrew Tate and what have you, You're going to get more people. You want to reach the mainstream audience. Also, at the same time, you want to get advertisers. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Advertiser money is important, okay? The memberships on MGTOW TV is barely enough to pay the bills as it is. Eventually, when we get a new server, we're going to have to pay more for that server, okay? MGTOW TV, the memberships on MGTOW TV simply will not be enough for me to buy a new bigger server as we get more and more videos up there, okay? This is why ad money is important. Now, granted, when we had Google AdSense a couple of years ago, we were making like, you know, $150, $200 a month. But hey, that $200, that paid for a lot of things, believe it or not. So Manosphere TV right now, Manosphere TV is ad friendly, and I want to keep it that way. And you know, the reason why nobody wants to advertise on MGTOW TV other than MGTOW, it's because of sexually, not explicit, but sexually suggestive content. Guys, MGTOW TV is blacklisted by every advertiser. Listen, guys, I've had a lot of advertisers reach out to me and they say, hey, we love the engagement on your website. We love the number of visitors that come to your website, but we can't advertise on your website because you have videos of naked women, you know, thumbnails of women of with their breasts showing. So MGTOW TV has been blacklisted by all the advertisers, okay? Even the smutty advertisers don't want to advertise on MGTOW TV. So, and that's fine, guys. That's fine, okay? You guys can continue uploading, you know, questionable stuff on MGTOW TV. That's not a problem because nobody wants to advertise with us anyways. But when it comes to Manosphere TV, guys, we have to be a little bit more, we have to be a little bit more appropriate on Manosphere TV. Because again, I cannot stress this enough. Ad money is extremely important because ad money pays a good amount of our bills, okay? Again, if we were simply a live streaming platform, MGTOW TV would be fine. But because we have to host all these videos, you know, every video you guys add to MGTOW TV, this is how, you know, it goes up and up and up. So hosting the video, server storage, that's our biggest cost, okay? If you guys remember, you know, 2 years ago, you know, we were paying almost $1,100 just to store our videos. Now, we were using a AWS compliant company. We weren't using AWS. We were using a company like AWS, and we were paying at one point well over $1,000 to store the videos. So I, because I know what I'm doing, I actually stored the videos on our own servers, okay? But even at that, you still have to get a bigger server after you max out your current server. So when we max out our current server to get a bigger server, more money. So without ad money, I cannot afford to pay for MGTOW TV without ad money, okay? So the whole point of Manosphere TV, again, number one, to get the content creators out there who do not want to be associated with MGTOW, and number two, to get ad money, okay? So with me, Amer Mitwali, I can sit here and tell you guys the truth to your face. Why? Because not only do I have an amazing work ethic, I also have the brain power, the skill set, the dedication, the commitment to actually be able to generate wealth, okay? You see, I generate wealth by creating, okay? This is why I'm a software. I'm not a developer. I'm a fucking engineer. As an engineer, you engineer shit. You make shit happen. You guys have to remember, we are the people who build the pyramids, not Egyptians. Egyptians are idiots. I'm Jewish, as you guys know, okay? So we engineer shit. We Jews are the best when it comes to creating wealth, okay? We create wealth, okay? Grifters who come into a space, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, you know, buy my book, subscribe to my Patreon, and you too can fuck women. That's a grift, okay? See, the difference between a grifter and Amr Mitwali is very simple, okay? Amr Mitwali creates wealth. I create shit, okay? A grifter takes advantage of something that's already out there by taking advantage of people who just don't know any better. I mean, for God's sakes, man, there are PUAs out there saying, yo, bro, you want to go talk to women? Pay me $5,000 and we will go to a bar together. Give me $5,000 to go to a bar. Guys, I'm putting this out on the motherfucking internet, okay? If you guys want to hang out with me at the bar, come to small town USA, man. Come to South Florida, you know? Come to Miami. Come to Boca Raton. Heck, anywhere in South Florida, guys, we can hang out at a bar. All you have to do is buy me a St. Paul non-alcoholic drink. It's only $6, and that's after tip. It's really $4, but if you want to tip the guy $1, I usually tip $2. See, all you guys have to do to hang out with me, Amr Mitwali, is get me a $5 non-alcoholic beer, and we can spend all the time in the world you want at the pub. Yet you got these PUAs telling you, give me $5,000 to hang out at the pub. Are you for real? Then you have all these grifters coming in saying, if you want to talk to me about women, pay me $1,000 an hour. Are you guys fucking retarded? $1,000 an hour to talk about women? Guys, let me tell you something, okay? If you're going to pay somebody $1,000 an hour, that person better be doing one of two things. Either they're saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars, or they're making you hundreds of thousands of dollars. For example, you know, let's say your wife wants to divorce rape you and take, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars from you, but your lawyer is like, hey, yeah, I'm expensive, I'm $1,000 an hour, but you know what? That bitch ain't gonna get jack squat from you. Yeah, you pay $1,000 an hour. Now, let's say you want to buy a company, or you want to do something where you're gonna make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's a consultant who's like, yeah, I'm expensive, I'm $1,000 an hour, but I'm gonna tell you what you need to do to make that company become super duper profitable. Yeah, that's when you pay $1,000 an hour to save yourself or make hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's when you pay $1,000 an hour to someone, okay? But to pay $1,000 an hour to some rando on the internet telling you, maintain frame, bro. Come on, man. Look. Even Stardust recently made a video. By the way, guys, we are mirroring all of Stardust's video on MGTOW TV. His handle on MGTOW TV is Thinking Ape. So if you want to search for him, it's Thinking_Ape, okay? So we are mirroring Thinking Ape, aka Stardust's videos on YouTube. We actually have his entire catalog going back 8-9 years. So if you guys want to binge watch on Thinking Ape, you can actually do that on MGTOW TV. So even Thinking Ape made a video a couple of days ago talking about all these fucking grifters coming in wanting to charge you $1,000 an hour. It's like, really? $1,000 an hour? just so you can get a woman? Guys, let me tell you something. For a fucking $1,000, for a motherfucking $1,000, you guys can go to fucking Mexico, get yourself the finest senoritas in the world, stay in a 5-star resort. You, for $1,000, let me tell you something. For $1,000, okay, I can go to, let me explain this to you, okay? A plane ticket from here, from Lauderdale to Cancun and back, $150, okay? For me to get like one of those 5-star resorts right there on fucking Cancun by the beach, $250 a night, right? So $150 ticket, let's say $200 ticket, right? $200 ticket, you know, two nights in fucking Cancun, $500, fucking, you got $200 ticket, $500 for a 5-star resort hotel, that's fucking $700. You have $300 left over, you can get yourself two top-notch fucking prostitutes in fucking Cancun for $1,000. So for a fucking $1,000, you're gonna pay some rando on the internet to tell you maintain frame, brah. Yet for $1,000, you can go have a weekend excursion in Cancun, 5-star resort, fucking Harry's down there. Come on, man. You see, guys, I don't blame Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo Homie Yo for his grift. I don't blame him, okay? I blame you guys for not doing your motherfucking due diligence. That's what I blame. I'm gonna check the oil level on this car. I actually put some oil in it yesterday, because like I said, I'm gonna change the oil myself on it. Yes, it's measuring the oil. This car needs an oil change. It hasn't had an oil change in over 6,000 miles. It needs one quart, but like I said, guys, I'm gonna change the oil myself, so it's not a big deal. Let me turn off the car again. So what I was going back to what I was saying, guys, you don't need to pay some rando on the internet $1,000 or even $5,000 to go out with them just so you can fucking, you know, talk about pussy again. If you want to hang out with me at a pub, come down to Miami, come down to Fort Lauderdale, come down to small town USA where I'm at, guys. I'll hang out with you, you know, next to free. Just get me St. Paul non-alcoholic beer and I'll hang out with you guys. $5 versus $5,000, right? If you wanna, you know, spend $1,000 to have some PUA tell you, shower, bro, fucking go down to Cancun, $150, $200 round trip ticket, fucking get yourself a 5-star resort for fucking $200, $250 a night for the weekend, and the remaining $300, you know, get yourself a top-notch, you know, prostitute. Or you know what, guys, if you actually are in a 5-star resort, fucking Cancun, bitches will come home with you just so they can be in a 5-star resort. Why are you guys paying some rando $5,000 on the internet or $1,000 on the internet for talking about pussy when you can actually be getting motherfucking pussy for $1,000? It makes no sense. I don't blame yo-yo-yo homie yo. I don't blame Fresh and Fit. I blame you guys for being so fucking desperate out there. Guys, you need to understand, there is no such thing as love. Women don't love, okay? Either she wants your dick in her pussy, or she doesn't. It's that simple, guys, okay? If you don't have woman going up to you saying, oh my god, I like your hair, or oh my god, your biceps are so big, can I touch them? Guess what? You're gonna have to fucking simp, or you're gonna have to pay to play, or you're gonna have to geomax to get pussy, okay, guys? You need to understand, looks are the most important thing out there. I cannot stress this enough. You know, none of these PUAs talk about looks, and that's because they know that you don't have looks. Listen, if incels and denials had looks, they wouldn't be watching Yo 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 Homie Yo, okay? They wouldn't be watching Fresh and Fit. Heck, they wouldn't even be watching my motherfucking channel. They would be out there slaying pussy. But because they're not attractive enough to a woman, they have to come to channels where they are told, oh yeah, the missing ingredient is that you didn't pay me $1,000 for an hour phone call. Oh yeah, 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 the missing ingredient is because you're not driving around in a G-Wagon, right? So either a woman wants your dick in her pussy, or you're gonna have to simp, you're gonna have to pay to play, or you're gonna have to geomax. Those are the only options if women don't find you motherfucking attractive. Paying PUAs thousands of dollars is not going to fix anything. It's not gonna make you any more attractive to women, unless of course you want to end up with a gold digger. And as somebody who was with a gold digger, you don't want to be with a gold digger. Oh, one last thing. I just got a notification on my phone saying I'm gonna run out of storage. I'm gonna make this really quick. I know a lot of these PUAs out there are now grifting into the fitness world by telling you, oh yeah, you wanna lose weight, you wanna gain muscle, talk to me, pay me $1,000 an hour. Guys, I am Armitwali. At one point in my life was almost 300 pounds. Now I'm below 250. Guys, the secret is very, very simple. First of all, check your motherfucking testosterone. My testosterone was in the garbage can. I'm on testosterone replacement therapy. Testosterone is very important. Check your motherfucking testosterone. It's probably going to cost you $150, $200, but at least it beats somebody on the internet charging you $1,000, okay? That's number one. Check your motherfucking testosterone and go on TRT if you have to. That's one. Number two, watch what you're eating, guys. When I was 300 pounds, almost 300 pounds, I was eating chicken wings and pizza, okay? Watch what you're motherfucking eating, okay? Stay away from fat, carbohydrate foods. You know, eat as natural as possible. And remember, to lose weight, calories in have to be less than calories being burned. So if you're burning 3,000 calories a day like I, Amar Mitwali, am, you can't eat 3,500 calories and expect to lose weight. So for all of you guys out there who want to get fit, shit like that, check your motherfucking testosterone, eat healthy, I cannot stress this enough, and number three, less calories in.